person. And if you read the scripture carefully, you will discover that Adam stood there like most weak-kneed men and wouldn't say a word. Oh, God, keep me in my mind. And wouldn't say a word. Right there is when the great role reversal took place. That's why we have what we have in our homes today. Women running the homes while men sitting around being taken care of.
I'm trying to be careful. Can I teach you about the building?
Yes.
So we have what is called today, Sister Josephine, a great role reversal. Children today won't go to dad. I'm going to just say dad, because there's a difference between dad and father.
Right.
Children today won't go to dad for understanding. The first thing most of the time you hear children say is, let me ask mom. Because often, Deacon Mitchell, what I've heard is when children go to dad, dad is like Adam. He becomes passive and say, go ask your mom.
That's right.
Oh, y'all ain't got to say that, because I don't have any words. And we have what we have today because the enemy has warped the minds of the family. You see, when it gets to a point where a man feels like he has to be taken care of by a woman, we got a problem.
Oh, yeah.
And when a woman got so many emotional issues that she feels like she got to take care of him to get him something with us. When you look at the case here, you notice it all started in Genesis.
Yep.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
It starts in Genesis because here it is. I'm not gonna beat up on y'all. Come on now, help me. Can I just teach the truth?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You want me to tell you the truth?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, come on.
Adam didn't listen to what God told him. And so when God come looking for him, instead of him standing up and facing reality, he begins to play the blame game. Because most men don't want to take responsibility. No, all I'm trying to say is it goes back to the days of old. That's when it all started. Is when Satan went into the garden and tricked the mind of Eve. And because Adam didn't stand up and be a man in the home, in the garden, here we are today. Here we are today. You can look at the church. I look at Mount Sinai. I look at Mount Sinai. And not just Mount Sinai. And I look at where we are in terms of leadership. And it's amazing, Sister Dacia, how we allow and sit around, supposed to be knowing the Bible, because I've taught you these 15 years.
That's right.
All right? But I promise you, I'm not going to teach you 15 more. Oh, Lord have mercy. But at the end of the day, here's where we are. I've noticed that every time something takes place, every time there's a movement, guess who starts it? The women, while men are sitting there with our suits on looking good.
That's right.
You can't tell me that's biblically right. Now, I'm not going to tell you what's on social media, because social media is going to contradict what I'm telling you. I'm not going to tell you what's popular opinion, because what's popular is not what I'm teaching you.
But you
can find everything I'm telling you right straight out of the Word of God. Can I rest right there? Please notice here, if you will, please notice that when this great role reversal took place in the home, we have what we have now. And one of the challenges that we all face is trying to raise children to be godly children. You know why? Because Satan gets in the minds of the child and causes the child to be introduced to things that are not godly.
That's right.
And can I talk to you for a moment, please? It's trouble me, and it ought to trouble every believer, is when you, and let me speak to the fathers, I'm talking about the fathers, not dad, fathers.
It troubles me, Father, when you allow your children to be introduced to any and everything except what God will have them to be introduced to. The problem is, Satan knows that if I ever get this child to rebel against the program of God, if I can ever get this child not to understand his purpose or her purpose for living, I can raise that child to be a child straight from hell that is not led by the Holy Spirit, but is led by demonic spirit. Because once that child leaves your home and is relocated wherever, the demonic spirit also relocates. And so where God is trying to plant godliness, Satan is trying to plant ungodliness. So the battle today between you and I is good and what's right. And I must say to you today, what's right is now viewed as wrong,
trick the enemy.
And what is wrong is now viewed as right, trick the enemy. But I come to tell you something today. There is a man in this thing, in this scripture that we just talked about. Please notice, and I'm almost done. He made his home in the tomb. That's not where God would have him to be. Pastor, why did he make his home in the tomb? His home, he made his home in the tomb because the Bible said he was full of devils. And when Jesus approached the man cried out. Jesus said, "What is your name?" This is not, Lord have mercy, this is not what I identify you to be. You're not a person to live in the tomb. What is your name? Go back and find out who you are. Go find out who you are. Who did I name you? What did I call you? Why are you out here in the tomb? He makes his home in the tomb because the first thing the enemy wants to do is to cause you to forget who you are.
That's right.
If I can, you ever heard of identity crisis? Identity crisis didn't come from Jesus. Identity crisis come from the enemy mixing up our minds. Can I be honest with you, please? You see, God has already validated us. He's already told us, the believer, who we are. He's already told us. He says, "You're my child if you're born again." He's already said, Joanne, that you have victory. He's already said that you're my child. You have purpose. But the enemy will try to get other folk to validate you and to define you. You don't know who you are. Can I say this man who made his home in the tomb, please understand, the Greek word for tomb is is name, N-A-M-A-H. What that simply means is a perpetual memorial for a person, place, or thing. Tomb. So now, Satan calls this man to make his home in the tomb, a place of memorial of a person, place, or thing. And so what he does is that he keeps reminding this man of past hurts to him. The memorial to him. A perpetual memorial for a person, place, or thing. So he continues to remind this man of issues that he had, can I bring it home, growing up. Can I tell you something? You can sit here and look holy all you want. I'm going to keep it real. You can sit here like you've been saved all your life, but I'm going to keep it real. Everybody in here right now is dealing with past experiences whereby the devil comes to torment you. Where the devil wants to keep you in that place of perpetual memorial, the place where God has called you out of. Satan wants to keep you there, but he doesn't put you there physically. He does it through your mind. Oh my God. The key to a tormented mind. And what Satan will do, I'm going to see if I get some amens right here. Let me tell you what he'll do. give, he will do stuff. And the stuff that is so hurtful, so painful, has really hurt you, he will often cause that thing, whatever it is, to be a reminder every time. You know you're dealing with something right now.
That's right.
That's painful. Say something here.
Come on,
that is hurtful.
Amen.
That has set you back.
Yes.
You wanted to forget about it.
Yeah, that's right.
You tried to forget about it. You do everything you can, everything in your power, oh God, to forget about it. And the more you try to forget about it, the more the enemy torments your mind. And the folks, because can I go right here? I want y'all to be introduced to some knowledge that I wasn't introduced to in the beginning. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Because I was raised, Kalisha, to believe that the devil was somebody in a red suit with a long tail, with horns out of his forehead. I've learned through studying. That's a cartoon character.
That's
not the devil. I had to ask the Lord, then who is he? The Lord said he has on suits.
Come on, man.
He has on dresses. God had the audacity to tell me he had two legs. Two arms. He uses people. And the people who he can use to carry out his diabolical agenda never sees anything wrong with what they do. What looks to be wrong is right.
That's right.
And what is right looks to be wrong.
Come on now.
But I want to expose that rascal today.
Yeah.
I want to expose that rascal today. Don't you live, please notice something. Please notice something. This man had a legion of demons. A legion means many.
Yes.
And when God asked him, God said, well, who are you? He said, my name is Legion. The devil had made him forget who he was. Because he was not Legion. That's not what God called him to be. But guess what? When he says that, for we are many, many means I have been tormented from so many. Please notice. Please notice. The Bible says he had no clothing. What does that mean spiritually for you and I? What does that mean? That what does that mean? That means he had no spirit of God operating in him.
That's right.
The devil had consumed his mind.
Oh,
wow. The devil, watch this. Not only did he make his home in the tomb, the place where he shouldn't have been living. Why would you want to live in a place where stuff is dead?
Right.
God has called you from that.
Yeah.
But he lives there, and the dead memories, the hurt, the pain, everything that has happened to him, raped, molested, mom said this about me, dad said this about me, this happened to me at school, this happened to me, you know, child, you nobody loves me, nobody wants me, all of that, why do I go through what I go through, why have I been through this so many times, why do I continue to go through this, that, and the third, why me, why, living in a place of memorial, where God has said, I called you out of that, you must know in your mind that I called you out of that, and if you want to stop having these memories,
come on.
Oh God, you got to stop living at the tomb.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Because Satan would take all of that.